Tom Brady's facing a lot of struggles, obviously a lot of scrutiny with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But right now, the biggest question is, will Tom Brady finish his career? Will he retire with the Buccaneers, or will he go back to the Patriots, his former team? Let's talk about it right now. But it's like he's trying to run a one-man band out there.
He's behind his seat.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's your first time watching. Please like and subscribe. I got the button right on the screen. Subscribe right now if you like sports and highlights. But let's talk about the topic that seems to be very important right now, especially as the season progresses. Like, you got the playoffs, you got the Super Bowl, and then you have players like the GOAT, people that have been a beast for a long time, Tom Brady. And as you know, he was a former player with the Patriots, went to the Buccaneers, and he's having a lot of roller coasters rides right now. He's got stuff with relationships. He's got problems, you know, with the team. They're not winning games. They get up on teams and they lose. You know, Tom Brady's having career-ending struggles, and I got a video I want you to watch at the end of the screen so you can see. I talked about this, but more important than that right now, where is Tom Brady going? Obviously, big contract, year-to-year contract with the Buccaneers. Will he go and finish his career with the Patriots? Obviously, right now, doing a great job with the Buccaneers, the best he can. You know, it's difficult for him. He's trying to get where he's comfortable. Tom Brady's family never felt more comfortable from a visual standpoint than he did with the Patriots. And when you watch his relationship kind of unfold a little bit, it seemed like, okay, does he have problems? You know, does he have issues, you know, with the Patriots? Did he have an issue on the way out? Was he okay with Belichick? Was he good with his offensive coordinator? But everyone will admit this. The comfort level, even for fans watching Tom Brady play, in a uniform, the New England Patriots uniform, it seemed like this man was comfortable and he was a highlight. Yeah, he was younger, but he still won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. It just never seemed like he was that comfortable. When he had weapons like Gronkowski in the game with him, that was the dynamic duo that he had there. It seemed like he was more, you know, affiliated with his team. Losing Gronkowski, not only do you lose a good player, you lose some camaraderie. Now, when he was with the Patriots that whole time, he had amazing talent at the wideout position that he developed. His teammates that he brought in weren't players that people said, oh, I got to have him. He's the best. I mean, we're talking about people like Wes Welker, Amendola, and then obviously Gronkowski, a big specimen. That's a different type of player. But those little receivers, they weren't overly sought after. I think Tom Brady and the Patriots and Bill Belichick introduced that more to the National Football League than anybody else. They got it, you know, they got a chance to say, look, you better pick up these little fast guys like Wes Welker because they get open. They're guys you're going back, you're looking for a guy to throw to, and then boom, you dump it off to Wes Welker. These are the kind of players that now the National Football League people are looking for. More than ever, people are looking for. So the big question is, will Tom Brady retire with the Buccaneers, or will Tom Brady go and play for the Patriots, get his last chance, last hurrah, say thank you to the, you know, to the fans, say thank you to everyone that's watching around the world, and obviously say thank you and his blessings to the Patriots who loved him, supported him for a long time. That's the question that people want to know. I think that's what Tom Brady's going to do. I think his comfort level is there. But I do know with his family situation, with the divorce he's going through, you know, living in Florida, his kids are there. Can he go back, live in Boston, you know, travel all the way up the coast, live there through a football season? That's another question. Will him and his wife, or ex-wife, Giselle, work out a game plan where he can retire from the National Football League? Or will he just go there, sign a contract, get on the field, take a snap, and retire as a Patriot? I got to tell you, a lot of people that watch sports nowadays, you're like, you know, why are people leaving so much? Coaches getting fired, players getting traded. Even in college, there's a lot of good reasons why you can get into the portal and get traded. And there's a lot of, you know, kind of confusion. And I think people watching want to see players play consistently. Tom Brady with the Patriot uniform looks normal for people. You know, when you watch Michael Jordan play for the Bulls, that's where you want to see him play. You know, now you have players nowadays like LeBron James who they're in Cleveland, then they're in Miami, and then they're in LA, and you're kind of like, you know, I got his jersey on, but I got to now take that, you know, the name off, or I got to buy another jersey. It's just like, you know, the conversation is, are people more comfortable, and are players, more importantly, more comfortable playing for one team for a long time? And I think Tom Brady, if you retire as you know, as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, it's going to be a little awkward. I think the number one thing he should do, obviously finish the season strong, do the best he can, and maybe they have an opportunity to still make the playoffs, and maybe they can still make an impact. But regardless, I do think that Tom Brady needs to get back to the Patriots, retire as a Patriot, and I think it'll put a different damper on the eyes of what people think about Tom Brady and his legacy. Hey guys, thanks for watching and tuning into the Brandon Mason Show. Please remember to like and subscribe. Until next time.